Welcome to our 2025 New Year's edition of the Saltonlight Hour. I'm Deacon Pedro. This is definitely my favorite time of the Saltonlight Hour season because we get to celebrate all the wonderful Catholic singer-songwriters without whom this program would not exist. I know the Saltonlight Hour features all kinds of topics and conversations, but without the music, it would not be the Saltonlight Hour. And I hope that you agree. And so today, we celebrate all the artists who've been featured in our show this year and who've released new songs. So that's it. New Catholic Contemporary Songs of 2025. This is it. Nobody else does this. So I hope that you're also looking forward to this time together, and hopefully we can help you find some new awesome music that you've never heard if you just tune on the radio or look for Christian music playlists on your smart speakers. I hope that when you're looking to see who's doing what in Catholic music, you think of coming to the Saltonlight Hour first. Go to our website, slmedia.org/slhour. Every Catholic artist you need to know about is there. And today we dedicate our show to them. This year we reconnected with some artists that we knew, and we met some new ones, and many of them had new music. And today we're going to hear some of that music, featuring Grace Lee, Kate Curran, Avery Collins, Nick and Nikki Garza, Flynn, Mary Grace Therese, Celestial Quartet, Meredith Joy Keller, Gabriel Gemaria, and Ali Aliyah. And a reminder that if you use Spotify, we've created a playlist with a lot of these songs and Catholic artists. It's called the Christian Catholic Contemporary Playlist. Please find it and save it and listen to it. And that's a way that you'll be able to support all our Catholic singer, songwriters, and musicians. The Christian Catholic Contemporary Playlist on Spotify. Okay, so sit back and relax. Here are some of the best new Catholic contemporary songs of 2025. In March, we met a young singer-songwriter by the name of Grace Lee. Grace is from Dallas and was just releasing her first album through Novum Records. It is titled Love Crusadin'. Here she is with My Heart Broken.
I called it Love Crusadin' because the album basically, it takes you on a love crusade, like a fight for love. And it kind of goes through this journey of, you know, fighting for love in the midst of human brokenness and all the lessons learned along the way.
Well, I've got a confession to make. Did you know you made my day better? Yeah, I went home after the party and wrote you a 5-page love letter. I wasn't quite ready to leave my house again, but I came out of my hermit cave. That's when I met you, and now I want you, babe. I think I'm ready for my next cruel heartbreak. I'm trying to meet my man, 'cause lately I've been obsessed with him. So could you be the one? Should we give it a chance? But if we got it wrong, then no.
Baby, I wanna love you.
play guitar, sing me a verse. Do you like me? Do you smell like summer rain? What's your favorite book? Your favorite place? All this wandering's driving me insane. Won't you ride with me on this reckless love crusade? Baby, I wanna know you. I wanna know just who you are. Baby, I wanna hold you. I wanna hold you in my arms. Baby, I wanna know you. I wanna know just who you are. Baby, I wanna hold you. I wanna hold you in my arms. Baby, I wanna show you. I wanna show you who I am. Baby, I wanna love you. I wanna love you. Take a chance. Yeah, if you wanted my heart open, I'm ready to get my heart broken. Yeah, I've got a confession to make. I just wanna make your day better. So I went home after the party and prayed you'd be the one I'd love forever.
That was Grace Lee with My Heart Broken from her debut album Love Crusadin, published by Novum Records. Check out Grace Lee on your social media and all music streaming platforms. I'm Deacon Pedro, and you're listening to our Salt and Light Hour 2025 end-of-year special. In a bit, we're going to be hearing from a married couple who've been on this program several times, Nick and Nikki Garza, so I hope that you can stick around. In April, we reconnected with Kate Curran. You may remember Kate, as she is a trumpet player that was releasing a series of albums with remakes of traditional hymns. This year, Kate released her Volume 4. Here she is with Now Thank We All Our God.
I think some of it is the fact that I'm from Europe. I grew up in churches that were ornate and beautiful. And the design of churches are meant to elevate the heart and mind. You're meant to walk in and be taken by the beauty and look upwards toward God, to the creator of all things that is good and beauty and truth itself. And so growing up in Europe, it definitely has given me appreciation for things that are old. I love it. Yes. And that's definitely in architecturally and every in those senses as well. It's definitely plays into an appreciation for things that have been.
Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices.
Thank you.
That was Kate Curran with her arrangement of Now Thank We All Our God from her 2025 album, Volume 4. You can follow Kate Curran on your social media and listen to her music wherever you stream music. And be sure to search for Kate with a K, Curran, Catholic artist, because there's also a jazz vocalist with the same exact name. Kate with a K, Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. I'm Deacon Pedro. The Salt and Light Hour can be heard on our website, slmedia.org/slhour, and on the Salt and Light Plus app and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up, Mary Grace Torres and Flynn, so stay tuned. In April, we also met another young singer-songwriter through Novum Records. Her name is Avery Collins. This year, she released her debut album titled Intertwined.
I really try to root all of my writing and my music and studies in the transcendentals of the church, which are truth, beauty, and goodness. Yeah. I really am captivated by beauty specifically. And so I just love reading books about beauty. I love studying art like Caravaggio and Michelangelo and just like really immersing myself in nature and all of these things to find and to seek God. To be able to be fueled to write music.
You are not in the hurricane, nor the earthquake, nor the fire. You are not in the hurricane, nor the earthquake, nor the fire. But you come in the gentle whisper of a breeze. But you come in the gentle whisper of a breeze. When my cry subsides, I hear
That was Avery Collins with Let Me Stay Here from her album Intertwine. You can also check her out on your social media and wherever you stream music. I'm Deacon Pedro, and we continue with our new Catholic Songs of 2025 special with a married couple who we met in 2021. They are parents of five children, and still, they find time to lead worship at church and write and record music. This year, Nick and Nikki Garza released several new singles. Here they are with Saints of God.
The Saints of God was just something we were going to wait to release that with our mass setting, but we just loved it, how it came out.
Yeah,
and,
really
and we kind of tested it with non-Catholic, non-religious people just to see what they would say. And they were like, wow, this is great. We love it. And so we're like, oh, maybe we should release this. And so it was very interesting because it's the song of farewell during funerals.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how it's touching people. And it's our technically it's our most popular song right now, which is so funny to us.
We just didn't know,
oh, let's put it up because you know, we're doing it at mass, and we have some music director friends just like around the country who are doing it too.
Saints of God, come to his aid, come to meet him, angels of the
was Nick and Nikki Garza with their 2025 single, Saints of God. You can learn more about them at their website, nickandnikkigarza.com. I'm Deacon Pedro, and this is our new Songs of 2025 special. Be sure to email me, pedro@slmedia.org. In June, we reconnected with another married couple, Megan and Blake Flynn. They have fun, love, and breakup songs, and even though they are starting their family with two toddlers, they also have time for recording. This year, they released a whole album, also through Novum Records, titled Feel Something.
We wrote a lot of this album back in 2022.
Oh, 2019 okay. to 2022. Okay. It was
yeah,
really
a long okay.
recording. Yeah, we recorded okay. it in 2022, I think. So, I wasn't even pregnant yet.
No.
With our first child either. And so
okay.
I feel like it was more so like relationship based. What do you okay. think about it?
Yeah, I think a lot of our songs revolve around relationships, whether they're happy or maybe struggling, and that's kind of where we pull our inspiration from. It's mostly from the people around us and mm-hmm. You know, watching people in our lives.
I've been chasing all the thoughts in my head, but I'm stuck cause they're racing, levitating. You got my mind messed up. I've been waiting for the day that you say that you got a replacement. You're impatient. You got my mind messed up. You're spending too much time and I'm trying to drown the memories. Sleep, I'm terrified and I can't seem to find the remedy. Was a fool, now I know how these things really go. You're a stranger in my ear. You're spending too much time and I'm trying to drown the memories, memories.
Memories.
forgot who I was in this long conversation, hesitating. You got my mind messed up. You're spending too much time and I'm trying to drown the memories. Can't sleep, I'm terrified and I can't seem to find the remedy. Was a fool, now I know how these things really go. You're a stranger in my ear. You're spending too much time and I'm trying to drown the memories, memories.
That was Flynn with Messed Up from their album Feel Something, published by Novum Records. And the best way to find Flynn is on social media and on all music streaming platforms. This is our special 2025 end-of-year edition of the Salt and Light Hour, featuring some of the best new contemporary Catholic songs of the year. I'm Deacon Pedro. Coming up, we'll meet several new artists, including Celestial Quartet, Meredith Joy Keller, and Gabriel Jamaria. So don't go anywhere. Welcome to our new Songs of 2025 special, Part 2. I'm Deacon Pedro. In October, we met another young singer-songwriter, Mary Grace Therese, who also released her debut album titled Mend.
I feel like for anybody, like an encounter with the Lord, there is some level of healing, and that's part of the journey, taking it deeper and deeper into prayer and allowing the Lord to encounter the spaces of your heart that need mending. So Mend, the song, is story of the hemorrhaging woman. It is the encounter of her touching the hem of Jesus's garment. And that song in particular, it's the longest one on the EP. Uh-huh. But it is, it actually depicts everything before she touches Jesus's tassel. So it's like all of her interior struggle. It's like everything going on in her heart of like, do I reach out? Do I not? So it actually ends, the outro of the song ends like as she's reaching out.
Okay.
So it's like right before the healing encounter with the Lord.
I forgot what it feels like to be part of a crowd. 12 years of being on the outside looking in. I can't even remember what it is to be held. My hope is unraveling faster than my fears. I breathe deep. You walk past me. Time stops. My search is over.
hanging on by a thread, and I almost forgot my name. So as much as my body aches, my heart it aches more. But could it be that you slow down for me to reach you?
That was the title track of Mary Grace Teresa's 2025 album, Mend. You can follow Mary Grace Teresa and get her music at novumrecords.com and also, of course, on your socials and wherever you stream music. I'm Deacon Pedro. This is the Salt and Light Hour end of year special. You can learn all about our ministry here at Salt and Light Media at our website, esomedia.org. That's also where you can support our ministry, because we cannot do our work, we cannot do this show, which you are listening to for free, without your support. So thank you for visiting slmedia.org. In November, we met a whole family from not far from where I am here north of Toronto. They're just east of Toronto. They are the Rodrigo family, and the four children, Adrian, Jeremy, Amy, and Jana, record and perform music under the name Celestial Quartet. But even though it's the children who perform, it's really a whole family affair. Here are their parents, Stan and Lovina, and then their song, my soul longs.
There are some songs which, you know, with life lessons we are learning, like my husband, I think once he was sitting in the...
Yeah, I could say. So sometimes I pray in the mornings after my start, my day starts in the morning, 5:30, 5:40, I start, praying about it. And, you know, when I, sometimes the Lord inspires me with some good passages from the Psalms and from Isaiah. And then it just takes you on a file. So the inspiration is so strong. You want to put that into a pen and a paper and put them down. Mm-hmm. Suddenly it comes up and I start writing. And then we start making the tune and I send it to my fan. It's think about this. It should be like this kind of vibration. We should have this kind of melody. This kind. So Jeremy makes it into something different. He starts his own way. Daddy, this one will be nice. This will be nice for Jeremy. So you made it. And Adrian contributes. So that's how we... and then we progress the words, verses and all to ensure that we are in alignment with the with our teaching, the church's teaching as well as the writer.
Even after the music is done, we do a little bit of tweaking, like when the music is getting done, because we have to adjust the verse, lines, and so it's a continuous process. We start with him writing and then we develop on it.
My soul longs for the living God. My heart in pain, to you I cry. My soul longs for the living God. When I am far away, in times of trouble,
That was Celestial Quartet with their 2025 single, My Soul Longs. You can follow Celestial Quartet on your socials and also wherever you stream your music. You're listening to the Sultanite Hour, and I'm Deacon Pedro, and this is our 2025 New Year's special featuring some of the best new Catholic contemporary songs of the year. Coming up is another artist from the Toronto area, Gabriel Gemaria, so don't go anywhere. In November, we met another young singer-songwriter. Wow, 2025 definitely was the year for new young female Catholic singer-songwriters. This one is Meredith Joy Keller from Ohio. Meredith has a ton of experience working in ecumenical settings, and she says that she feels that songwriters have to let God do the writing. Here is Meredith Joy Keller with her new single, Jesus in the Room.
When I wrote it, as far as a Catholic perspective, from my perspective, right, I'm really thinking of adoration, right? When Jesus walks into the room, of how as he's walking in closer, we can feel him getting closer, right? You can feel like when you, kind of when you're in a church and you're at the back of the pew and you're in adoration, you're like, you know what? Yeah. Jesus is calling me to come on up a little bit closer.
Yeah.
So it's about Jesus and adoration and drawing close to him and how Jesus wants to reach out and touch us to heal us and how that's his greatest desire. And it's also based on the passage where it says, where two or more are gathered in my name, he is here. And so just the power of people coming together in song and in praise.
Where two or more are gathered in his name, he is here. He is here. To anyone who calls out from a desperate place, he is near. Oh, he is near. And oh, reach out and touch him. And oh, he's doing something. I can feel Jesus in the room. Feel Jesus in the room. There is freedom in his presence. There is healing in his hands. The Lord is here right now, and he wants to move. I can feel Jesus. Jesus in the room. I can feel Jesus. A holy wind, he is here. Oh, he is here. The living water's flowing, his love's drowning out every fear. Oh, every fear. And oh, reach out and touch him.
Here right now, and Jesus, Jesus in the room.
That was Meredith Joy Keller with her 2025 single, Jesus in the Room. You can learn more about her at her website, meredithjoykeller.com. This is the Salt and Light Hour 2025 New Year's special featuring some of the best new contemporary Catholic music of the year. I'm Deacon Pedro. If you missed the beginning of the show or you want to listen to it again, go to our website to listen to the whole program, slmedia.org/slhour. In November, we also met another young singer-songwriter, but this time it's a young man, Gabriel Gemaria, who lives in Hamilton, Ontario. Gabriel is a multi-instrumentalist that has dedicated his whole life to music from the time he was a little boy, and his original music is all about faith and a nod to his Catholic roots. Gabriel's new album is titled As I Wait. Here he is speaking about his song, The Right Words.
A lot of the inspiration for that one came from the story of St. Thomas Aquinas, where at the end of his life, when he had, you know, he was writing a Summa Theologica, but then he had that experience, that ecstasy with God, right? And then after, like he said, I will have nothing if not you, Lord, right? And then after that, he stopped writing the Summa because it's like, my words are like straw, nothing compares to God's greatness. So that's kind of how that inspired me. It's just like, wow, yeah, I say all these things in adoration all the time, but it's just like nothing compares to the greatness of God. He still wants to hear from us for sure, but just led me to realize how much God really speaks in the silence, and just in the silence, so much can be said. And I'm still trying to understand that and practice that, but that's where that song came from.
All these words fill my head, trying to say what can't be said. I've been proud, scattered in my thoughts. What could I say to you that you don't already know? The servant can't know more than the king, but over again I still say the same old things, yet you never tire. Of your love. Sometimes I think I know what you want to hear from me, so I build up these walls of endless words. Nothing I could ever give. It's not the sacrifice I make, but from a humble, broken heart you will not turn. Of your grace of your love.
That was Gabriel Gemaria with The Right Words from his new album, As I Wait. Check him out and support his music at his website, gabrielgemaria.com. As we came to the end of the season of Advent in 2025, we featured Ali Aliyah, who is likely no stranger to any of you, as she has been on this program many, many times. This year, Ali released several new singles, one of them written for Father Mike Schmidt's Advent series, Waiting Well.
So Father, he asks the question in the series of, if we woke up on Christmas morning without any fresh snow, without the presents, without the decorations, the lights, the cookies, the sights and smells and sounds that we associate with Christmas, if all of that was gone and all we had left was Jesus, would that day still be worth celebrating as Christmas Day? Because we get so caught up, right, in all the our to-do lists of the busy Christmas season, but we forget to just pause and focus on what's important in life, what's precious in life, the people around us, and knowing like this reality of Jesus is coming for you and me this Christmas season. He loves you specifically, wholeheartedly, and he wants your whole heart. But to wait well really just means to remember what's important in life and focus on Jesus's birth and coming for us.
Snow, no lights, no decorations, no Yuletide blaze aglow. If everything were lost and all that I had left was you, out of everything I ever wanted for Christmas, you're worth the wait. You're the sweetest gift that I anticipate. Learning what it means to be waiting well. Always in a hurry, but I have no still my
We're listening to Ali Aliyah with Waiting Well, and that will take us to the end of this special New Year's edition of the Saltonite Hour, featuring some of the new contemporary Catholic music of 2025 that were featured on our program. You can learn more about Ali Aliyah at her website, ali-aliyah.com. To listen to all of these interviews and all our programs, go to slmedia.org/slhour. And to learn more about Salt and Light and what we do, go to slmedia.org. If you liked our music today, you can listen to a lot of this music and all these artists on our new Christian Catholic Contemporary Music playlist on Spotify. It features all the contemporary Catholic artists that you love. Look for Christian Catholic Contemporary, find it, save it, listen to it, enjoy the music, pray with it, and share it with all your friends. Christian Catholic Contemporary playlist on Spotify.
I know we'll be okay, because you're here with me. You're worth the wait. You're the sweetest gift that I anticipate.
It might be a bit strange to end this program with an Advent song that invites us to wait well, but maybe that's what we need. Waiting for Jesus, who is already here and not yet here, is something that we should do all the time and get good at doing as we wait to go to heaven. Something else that we wait for that is here and yet not quite here. Maybe 2026 will be the year to help us learn to wait better. That's my prayer for you. Thank you for listening and for supporting our ministry. Thank you for being with me for this hour. I hope that this show and our music has blessed you. May you and your loved ones be filled with abundant joy in 2026. I'm Deacon Pedro, and this has been a special New Year's edition of the Salt and Light Hour.
The sweetest gift that I anticipate.